Kartek Headline News on Radio Daddy-O. I'm Troy Duran. Next time you find yourself in San Francisco looking for a ride to the wharf, the Golden Gate Bridge, you might not be hailing Uber or Lyft. Looks like General Motors has been working on their own version of the self-driving car called the Cruise. That's been going on for a while. But quietly, they've created their own proprietary ride-hailing platform and under the radar installed 18 fast chargers in a parking facility in San Francisco's Embarcadero Square. They've been planning their own ride-hailing business for a while, targeting 2019. Until now, though, details were pretty fuzzy on where they plan to dip their giant toes in the water, or if they'd partner with either Uber or Lyft. Looks like they're going it alone here, or at least plan to keep that option open. GM has already launched a car-sharing unit called Maven, which rents cars to Lyft and Uber drivers. New developments on the trade war front as Angela Merkel appears to be the first to blink. The German chancellor announced on Thursday that she would back lowering European Union tariffs on American auto imports if Mr. Trump goes easy on imports to the U.S. Merkel has doubtless heard plenty from the bosses at BMW, Volkswagen, and Daimler, and it wouldn't be a stretch to assume French President Macron and Italy's Mattarella are having similar conversations with the heads of Peugeot, Fiat, and Ferrari, respectively, alongside other EU heads of state with car manufacturers in their countries. So if you're looking for what's going to treat you right now in a car and give you a little trade-in equity 5 years down the road, Edmunds is out with their 2018 Best Retained Value Awards. These awards recognize the brands and models that have the highest projected private party residual value 5 years after their launch, expressed as a percentage of their average true market value. Honda took the top spot in both the compact and mid-sized category, with the Civic and Accord respectively, while Toyota dominated mid-size and large SUV with the 4Runner and Sequoia. According to Edmunds, it's best to stick with Toyota for pickups too. Toyota Tacoma and Tundra won for best retained value mid-size and large trucks. And finally, the Memphis International Auto Show is the next scheduled stop for the newest entrants from the biggest players in the industry, September 21st through the 23rd at Memphis Cook Convention Center. It's a good way to enjoy a little trip to the place where rock and roll legends like Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis started out. Test drive the latest and greatest models out today and ogle luxury vehicles we'll probably never be able to afford. Don't forget the world-famous barbecue as well. Kartek Headline News, I'm Troy Duran on Radio Daddy-O.